This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Welcome to Life and Faith from the Centre for Public Christianity. In this second part of our interview with Dr. Peter Vardy, Simon asked what it is at the heart of his program of religion and values education in schools.
An academic approach that these are important questions that need to be addressed by all Australians. That effectively there is a need to take seriously the fundamental questions in life. Why are we here? Is there any meaning? Is there a God? Is there a life after death? What do we talk about when we talk about ethics? Now, I'm very happy to accept that there is an atheist view that says life is meaningless, there is no God. That may be right, but let's engage with the debate. The real challenge is not the atheist who is actually engaged with the God question, but the person who says, not fussed about this, let's go surfing. It's indifference that is the big challenge. An atheist is engaged with the question of God, whereas for so many Australians, these ultimate questions no longer matter. There was a document produced by Pope John Paul II in 1998 called Fides et Ratio. He said the biggest challenge facing the modern world is not consumerism, it's not global warming, it's not materialism, it's not overpopulation, it is relativism and postmodernism. And I think we've got a generation growing up at our schools who do not engage with the fundamental questions. And forgive me, it's an educational failure. We need first-rate scientists, but we need scientists who also have thought about ethics and about the religious dimension on the work they're doing. We need people who understand literature, but you won't understand literature or art unless you understand the religious dynamic that's lying beneath. It's part of good education.
It is. So you would say people need this as part of the built into their education system, religion and values.
Absolutely.
There's a nervousness about that in Australia particularly, isn't there?
There's a nervousness because of the way the word religion is used. They see it as being indoctrination. They see it as about somebody trying to peddle something. And what I'm passionate about is getting young people to engage with the question, but respecting their freedom to make their own decision. I think that's vital. It's vital to Christianity in particular, that at the end of the day, the faith journey is a journey each of us must travel on our own, and one must make a decision. In the case of Jesus, who do you say that I am?
Do you think there's a superficiality about Western culture these days where people don't really delve into these deeper, important questions?
I think it's encouraged by the media. I think it's encouraged by an approach that just says, well, we're here to be happy. Let's not fuss about anything. I also think more and more young people don't want to be still and look at those important questions. So they surround themselves with noise, with the iPod, with the television, with Facebook. And it can be an excuse for reflecting. I mean, let me take somebody out into the bush. And there are so many opportunities in Australia to be still as the night is falling or in dawn or to spend a night out in the bush. The whole order of what really matters begins to be reappraised. I think we've got a lot of young people growing up who never experienced that.
It seems that your approach is less about telling people what's right and wrong and more about trying to teach them to think.
Yes. I think one of the things that I'm passionate about is saying I'm not interested in what you think. What's the basis for what you think? Because young people will trot out, I think this. They've copied it from their parents, from their peers, from the media. What's the basis for thinking? Because unless you can interrogate your own assumptions, you won't actually be able to argue for the opposition. Merely because somebody is educated into a way of thinking doesn't get us any further forward.
Do you find you have much luck with young students in getting them to think in those sorts of terms?
The extraordinary thing is the reaction, because I run conferences for students and teachers across Australia in most major centres, and the extraordinary enthusiasm for young people to be exposed to this sort of thinking is incredibly encouraging, but it's also depressing because they say we so rarely have this opportunity. Even in so-called Christian schools, very often it is a catechetical approach which isn't getting them to engage with the depth and profundity of the Christian tradition. I think some Christian leaders are nervous of good academic education because if you educate people, they will ask questions. And sometimes there are quite a few priests who are not capable of answering them. But that's a denial of what Christianity is about. Christianity is always taken seriously, faith, but also rationality and engaging with the central questions of life.
Yeah, sometimes you get put out these days the idea that there's a choice between a rational thinking or a faith position, as if they're antithetical.
And I think it's nonsense. I think Christianity is always and has been proud of the idea of holding the two together. The Anglican Lambeth Conference in the 1930s said the Anglican tradition is committed to a open Bible and a fearless love of truth. That's a proud banner to fly under, a fearless love of truth. And it can be sometimes be very uncomfortable. And people are nervous of thinking and engaging with questions. And it isn't easy. If you're going to deal with the latest research in terms of genetics, in the latest times of warfare, you need to actually understand at quite a deep level. You need to be taught how to think well. And I think that's sometimes missing.
This has been a Hope 103.2 podcast. For helpful articles, station news, videos, devotional emails, and more podcasts, visit hope1032.com.au.